Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Eddie hit a button. I forgot that I did
poop, poop, pee, pee, poop,
poop,
pee,
pee.
Yeah.
So stupid.
So we have these buzzers that Mike found on the internet for like $4, and you could put any sound into them at all. And I went, I would do poop, poop, pee, pee, poop, poop, pee, pee. And so a listener sent me a picture of a hat that said poop, poop, pee, pee on it over the weekend. I didn't get it. And I was like, why is the listener sending me a hat that says poop, poop, pee, pee? And so I messaged him back. And I'm rarely in my generals, but I saw that caught my eye, poo poo pee pee. And so I said, what am I missing? She goes, poo poo pee pee, your sound you made. And I was like, oh yeah, poo poo pee pee, poo poo pee pee.
They made a hat out of it, or did it already?
It was already
exist?
Made, it said poo poo pee pee.
That's funny.
So she sent me that hat. She didn't send it to me, she sent me a picture of it and a link. So poo poo pee pee, that's a good one.
Yeah, here, let me hit it again.
Poo poo pee pee, poo poo. It makes me laugh, and I did it. All right. Where do we start? Let me do a couple voicemails. Jennifer in Austin, voicemail number one, Ray.
I just watched Snake in the Grass, and Bobby, this is so awkward. I'm blushing when I say this, but you have a really nice booty. It, like, the camera turned at the end there, and it showed, and I've always wondered that. So I'm happy to report that. Okay, great job on the show.
Thank you very much. And you know what?
Oh.
I appreciate that.
Did you notice your booty was on TV?
No. However, I did have one of my friends two days ago, go, hey, man. And it's always weird when a dude goes, I ain't trying to sound gay. And I'm like, why would you say that? Just say it. Just compliment it. He's like, well, I just want to say I'm not. Well, if you are cool, if you're not cool, I don't think you are. You're married. There's no need to say that. You can compliment another guy without going, hey, man, I ain't trying to sound gay. You can just give me a compliment. And he's like, all right. Well, he's like, but really, I just don't. I'm like, no, there's no need to just say whatever you're going to say. And he's like, all right, well, I saw a picture of you doing one of your comedy shows, and your butt's pretty strong. And I was like, thanks. He goes, I just don't want to sound gay. You don't have to say that.
No. It's really weird that he said your butt looks...
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Oh, you think I think it's weird that he has to go, I ain't trying to sound gay. I don't care if you are or aren't, and there's no need to say that either way. And I know you're not, but thank you for my butt compliment.
Yeah, I would never compliment your butt.
Why not?
Because
go to my Instagram, Mr.
But don't you compliment his shoulders?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, Eddie, you ever compliment another dude's butt?
Never. But go to my Instagram. Do I have to look at your butt?
Just go to my Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones. So let me know when you get there, Eddie.
Okay.
Well, this girl's going to, who is the caller from Austin? She should go to your
She's going to go to the Instagram for sure.
She's already there.
She was always curious about your butt. Now she knows.
One, two, three.
Yeah, is that the first time she'd seen Bobby's butt?
Well, I guess I'm to say, though. Eddie, scroll down five lines.
Okay.
Do you see the picture of me doing stand-up at the Opry with the blue shirt, holding the microphone in my right hand?
Gosh, man, it's going to go down a little bit.
It's just five lines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, strong butt game.
Right. And I never really had a butt.
Look, lunchbox.
So what are you attributing this to? Like squats?
What I'm attributing to is
he won't look at your butt.
Look at it. It's like my dog when he's in trouble for peeing on the carpet, and I'm like, "Did you do that?" And he won't even look at the
lunchbox.
Pee.
Look,
I'm not looking, dude.
But it's not a
pet. Okay. Just look at.
He's
the
got pants on.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm moving away from it.
I do not want to.
My point is, when I hurt my shoulder and I could not do anything, well, I couldn't do most things with my upper body. We focused heavily on legs. And a lot of that is butt, squats, deadlift, clean, all that just happens to be there. And it dramatically changed my legs and butt by spending 4 or 5 months focused on it almost solely. So even my wife is like, you should wear like shorts like normal people wear now. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, mostly wear 90s church league shorts, like down to your knees.
The baggy ones.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, those are comfortable. She goes, but your legs are now super strong, so I try to wear normal person shorts now. And so, but yeah, my legs have gotten a lot stronger, but that's just from that. My shoulder being hurt. So, but now we still do a lot of legs. And also that's where your testosterone comes from.
What, your butt?
Working your legs. Oh. You want to elevate your testosterone, it's lifting in your legs.
I don't need help with that.
Have you had your hormones tested?
No.
I know.
Yeah, years ago.
I mean, it sounds like it's just something for, as a woman, being 41 now, one of my friends mentioned it to me about talking to my gynecologist about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to know what hormones are off. But I do feel like they're off because I'm just very emotional all the time. But you mentioned testosterone and there's all the different things. I didn't know if you knew where you fell. But maybe you're producing your own with your leg lifts.
Well, the doctor looked at my thing and he was like, I think we mixed up this with a horse. And he was like,
okay.
What?
He didn't say that.
Stop.
He didn't. Because the vet was next door and he was like, this testosterone. Hey. So he called the vet over and he goes, no, that's Bobby the human.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow.
If I still like wanna all the time, like I'm good, right? With the testosterone.
Wanna what?
Wanna.
Wanna.
What?
Grown up thing.
Right? Is it if I don't ever want it, like I can worry.
This is from what I think, and I don't know because I am a doctor.
But you're a doctor.
You are a doctor. That's what we're asking.
I just don't specialize in this. I think that could, if that was happening where you had no sex drive, that could be a problem with your testosterone. But because you have that doesn't mean your testosterone has to be right. You could be lacking in other
you're still low T, man.
I've never been low T.
I don't know that you're low T or not. There's nothing to be embarrassed about because it's just a chemical.
I know,
that's
what I'm saying.
I thought that baldness meant high T.
No. Well, guys, this has nothing to do with my baldness.
That was just
I've been
a
losing
shot.
Hair for
no,
years.
That's not what I thought.
Eddie, here's what I think is that it doesn't mean you're fine.
But I wanna. You know what I mean? Like
you saw my butt, and now you're fucking how you want it.
No, I feel like the day I stop wanting.
Yeah, no, but I hear you. But I don't think that's the only factor in not having.
Yeah, decreased sense of well-being. Eddie has that.
That's my
depressed
point.
Depressed mood.
What do you
has Eddie
that.
Has that? Yeah,
difficulties I'm getting better.
With concentration and memory. Eddie has that. Fatigue. Eddie. Moodiness and irritability.
I mean,
that's Eddie.
Yeah. So you're 5 or 6, but you do still want. So.
Okay. I don't know. I guess.
My very limited knowledge is if your sex drive is very low, it could mean a lack of testosterone.
Right.
Oh, hair loss is one too.
But because your sex drive is high, it doesn't mean your testosterone is just rocking.
Okay.
That's just one factor. It's one string in the thread of testosterone.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
Appreciate it.
Let me know what I need to do.
I have no idea about estrogen. Will Smith has apologized to Chris Rock for slapping him at the Oscars. He made a video, and I'll play you some of it. Here is Will apologizing to Chris Rock.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech? I was fogged out by that point. I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Here he is talking about Jada, his wife.
After Jada rolled her eyes, did she tell you to do something? No. You know, I made a choice on my own from my own experiences, from my history with Chris. Jada had nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, babe. I'm going to say sorry to my kids and my family for the heat that I brought on all of us.
So what I heard there, though, isn't full apology in that clip. I mean, it's apology, but he kind of slides in, and my history with Chris, like something had happened there before. And he just kind of tosses that in there in the midst of what he's saying. But he's like, because of that and my history with Chris, makes you go, well, I guess they had some sort of beef, and that was kind of what pushed him to do this a little more. I don't think he needed to do that there. And it's also like a Q&A. He's kind of laughing a little
bit. Yeah, what's he reading there?
I don't know if he's reading anything. I think somebody's with him. He's reading questions.
Okay.
Yes, a question. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like who's asking those questions?
A question's been asked, and so he's answering it. Here he is talking about taking a few months to reflect on what has happened.
I spent the last 3 months replaying and understanding the nuances and the complexities of what happened in that moment. And I'm not going to try to unpack all of that right now, but I can say to all of you, there is no part of me that thinks that was the right way to behave in that moment.
I saw Chris Rock responding to this. It was a bad audio clip. If I'm going to paraphrase terribly, he was like, everybody's trying to make themselves a victim. Like, you can't be a victim after you punch somebody. And then he said, people always like, oh, words hurt. And he's like, yeah, you don't say that after you've been punched. It was kind of that type thing. So he didn't respond directly to Will Smith, but he was talking about it to a crowd. But I don't know if a Q&A, Apollo, who cares?
This is very unresolved.
Well, yeah, because Chris isn't ready. I mean,
but also, who cares?
Yeah, like, I mean, you guys still worry about that crap?
No.
Nobody's worried about it. It's literally a clip. This whole show, Lunchbox, is things that happen in the news, and we talk about it for a second, and if it's not interesting, we move away from it.
What I'm saying is, I can't believe this is still news.
But it is because nobody's ever talked about it. Okay. And it's news because it's got millions and millions of views.
Okay.
So apparently, it's like some people are like, man, all you guys do is post a stupid thing on the website. Nobody cares. And we look at our web data, and it's like the most viewed thing ever. It's like, obviously, some people do because it's our most viewed thing.
Okay. Maybe I just thought the world had moved on.
The world has moved on.
We did move on.
And we don't care at all. But because he came back and talked about it, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, him and Chris's history? I didn't know they had that.
And I always assume, like, when stuff like that happens behind closed doors, they do talk about it. Like, hey, apologize, whatever. It's cool to see that nothing's really happened. Like, he tried to reach out. Chris is like, I'm not ready to talk about it. And they're still just waiting.
I feel like the move probably, because I'm sure Will Smith is not getting, he's not getting the love publicly that he did before. Will Smith was universally loved.
Yeah.
Before this. And there's, you know, he popped a dude in the face on TV.
It showed a weird side of him.
Just the whole thing. Yeah. Odd. Just odd. So it's a little bit of damage control too. And him figuring out how to do it while still not admitting he was I don't know. It's a weird kind of nuanced type thing where I think the move would have been like, hey, it's Will. Chris, I've tried to call you. You won't respond to me. I'm really sorry. I'm just going to say it here. I'd like to talk to you, but I'm also very sorry. And I shouldn't act like that. If you want to hit me up, would love it. But I just want to put this here publicly. And then you could just walk off. That ain't going to get the views that this thing got. It's not as entertaining to us, even though we're like, I don't care. But yeah, that's the deal. So he's apologizing. And yeah, I just hadn't thought about it at all. But man, what an awkward, I mean, really one of the most absurd things I've ever seen on live television.
Yeah.
I was peeing and I looked at my phone. I was like, what in the, because I'll keep my phone in my right hand and in my left. And so I looked and I was like, what? And I thought somebody, I thought it was a bit on the Oscars. That was a bit. Yeah, awesome. It's awesome. Live TV rules, man. Live TV rules. All right, so there's that. Let's see. A man wins another huge lottery prize at the same location where he won $1 million.
Wow.
Wow.
These people that keep winning lottery money, not just once, because that's just somebody's going to win because they're just going to give it away until someone does. One person out of millions and millions are going to win. So the odds are going to win very little. But to win a bunch of money twice is just crazy. The guy's name's Kevin Miller of Massachusetts. He recently won $25,000 a year for life in a lottery game. He purchased the ticket did the whole deal. Instead of taking it, he won the $390,000. He took the money before taxes, but it wasn't the first time that he'd won because he'd hit before. And it's just, I guess, I want to know how much he spent.
Yeah, that's interesting. And what game is he playing and how?
Seems like the scratch-off's the way to go, though.
It does seem that, that's where the stories are in the news, you know, because you get the random draws or whatever, but the scratch-off seems to hit more. Gosh, I just can't believe he can win $1 million and then $25,000 a year for life. Like, goodness.
Cadillac Riches is the name of the game.
Man,
that's what you need to do.
He's writing it down.
Instead of $20,000 a year, he cashed out for $390,000.
That's probably smarter.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to get $25,000 a year, depending on what you already make, because the taxes will be different on that depending on how much you already make. You guys know how that works?
No.
So there are different
levels. Tax brackets, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I was just going to say levels. Bracket, there are different levels, and when you hit a level, you hit a new amount, percentage that comes out. But what happens is when you hit that new percentage, you then owe money as if you hit the percentage on that before that you didn't pay yet. And that's how you owe money. So let's say the first bracket is you make $5 a year. So you make $5 a year, you only have to give away 10 cents. Well, when you make $6 a year, you have to give away 20 cents from now on. So from then on, you give away 20 cents. But then you got to give 20 cents over all that stuff you only gave 10 cents for. So you owe 10 cents more for all that first level too.
Oh, gosh.
So if you go up to level 3, well, then you owe the remaining of 2 that you didn't do and the remaining of 1 you didn't do. And so I had to learn all this because we didn't have any money. I don't even know what happened there. But then it's like, all right, read a book. And I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I read all these. And I was like, I still don't really understand.
It's complicated.
But what's happened for me, what I do to feel smart, not smart, what I do to feel like I kind of have a grasp of what's going on YouTube, there are always really elementary type videos that are explaining extremely, to me, high-level things. Like when I'm trying to figure out what's going on with a recession, when I'm... They have like cartoons, basically. They have dumb videos. And it's not one company making them, but I can find a dumb video on anything. And I watch it for 6 minutes, and I'm like, oh, I can't get into an argument with somebody in Capitol Hill, but I can kind of explain what a recession is. You know, basically two quarters of... What?
I was just picturing you. I think you actually probably could get into an argument with someone.
I don't know dumb videos
and still win.
But I don't know that that's true. But it's like two consecutive quarters of non-growth, or backward, or not growing. So like that's I need to know that, and I'm like, okay, that's a recession. So what's a? But I watch dumb videos because I'm a dumb.
What bracket is Bezos in?
Well,
there is no bracket.
Same. There is. But and here's how they get away with different things. Once you hit, and Mike could probably find this for me, once you hit a certain percentage of money, there's not another bracket. You just pay like 45%.
Oof.
Like straight up. And once you hit, but then you're just that forever. There's not another bracket. You just don't keep going until you run out of money. You know, different people think that should change. But then there's just ways that you can put money in places or loan money to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There are all these little things.
Well, and yeah, the wealthier you are, then the smarter, like, type money people you have around you that are like, oh, we do this, finagle that. And
so yeah, it's basically, it's almost 40% if you make $523,600 a year or more. And so once that starts happening, but then the thing is, let's say you're paying that 37%. Well, it's only 10% if you make $0 to $14,000 a year. Then you have to go pay all those other percentages from all the money you made, the 10%, the 12%, the 22%, the 24%, the 32%. So if you have somebody that guesses what you're going to make, speculates, and then tries to pay it as it goes, or puts it away and then pays it at the end of the year.
And it stresses me out.
Jeff Bezos paid $1.4 billion in federal taxes between 2006 and 2018. On $6.5 billion, he reported his income, while his wealth increased by $127 billion during the same period. But how does it increase? Stock goes up. That's in stock.
Yeah.
You don't pay tax on that unless you cash it out.
He paid $1 billion in taxes. That is so awesome. Like, that is so
That's
cool.
Got to hurt, though.
Like, no, it doesn't.
Even if you have $5 billion.
It doesn't hurt.
Signing one is like, oh, I got to give away 1 point, whatever. This is not fun.
He doesn't bat an eye at that, dude.
I don't think he has to bat an eye at anything.
No.
At least not financially. A 69-year-old man arrested. By the way, if I'm a little bit wrong on this stuff, I don't even care for you to tell me, because I'm admitting I watch very broad, dumb videos, and sometimes I don't even take them and understand them in a way that I can translate it. I just, when they're talking about it on the news, I just kind of want to know what the broad stroke of what's happening. So, because we did one on inflation, where I kind of talked you guys through that. Remember if the economy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
If the entire economy only has $1 in it, like all together has $1, and then someone throws another dollar on it, now it's $2, where everything you just bought is now valued weirdly. And so they got to raise the price on it because now everybody has double the money. And so, but then the money eventually goes away, and then everything still costs way more. And so, unless there's some sort of recession or slowdown, it's never going to adjust itself back, which is happening right now.
And you got that from a Dumb Dumb video.
Mm-hmm. Two cartoons.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand all that, Eddie?
I mean, yeah, for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get inflation.
I only do it because cartoons.
And we do now because of you.
Bugs Bunny. I hope they do Bugs Bunny. 69-year-old man arrested in Tokyo has been driving for 50 years without a license. They should give him an honorary license at this point. Even if they pull him over, he's 69, 50 years, he's had this license, or he's been driving without a license. They should give him an honorary license.
Yeah, like common law, you know.
Especially if he hasn't killed anybody.
Yeah.
And what's the difference? Like, we all, when's the last time I took a driving test? Like, it's been forever.
We shouldn't need to, right?
You shouldn't.
And all we have licenses, right? We all have licenses.
That's a good point.
But
it's like you take a test when you're young. Then you just renew your license online and you're all good.
Yeah, we don't do driver's ed again.
Until your vision could get off.
No, I cheat on mine.
What?
I think everyone
cheat
does.
On what?
My vision part. I put my good eye in there twice. I've told you guys that before. I take my left eye.
That.
No, they don't. I'm telling you, the people working that thing don't give a crap.
No, they just want to go home at 5.
I put my eyes in it and they go, all right, let's do the left eye first. And so my left eye works. I'm like, the E's pointing up. Okay, the E's pointing to the right. All right, no E. Okay, cool. Like, all right, do the other eye. So I take my whole head out, and I move my left eye over that hole. And I go, all right, E's pointing up, E's pointing down. All right, cool. You're all good, son. There we go.
Easy as pie.
They never question a dang word. I have a little trouble parallel parking still, but I haven't taken a test. I don't think since I'm 16.
Yeah. You have problems with streetlights?
No, because they're bright, and I know they're so different, and I know 1, 2, 3, the order. So I could even be seeing it in my head just because I know. Meaning I know that red's easy for me. That's the color I can universally see the dark until it gets the darkest. Blues, blacks, greens, all that. Oh, black's always black. But grays, I lose them way earlier than I do red. And by lose them, everything looks black once it hits a certain point. Red, for some reason, stays red to me longer, which is why I have so much stuff that's red. It doesn't hurt that also it's Arkansas's color, but it's a mixture of that. Like, you'll see me in a lot of red stuff. Or have a lot of red stuff, and that's why, because I can tell the difference in reds. A $7 million castle is listed for sale. The castle's over 8,000 square feet. It's designed to be a two-bedroom, two-bath, what the heck? Two-bedroom? By 8,000 square foot castle, there better be like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not listing the dungeon as a bedroom. A kitchen, a living space, but it's a castle. It looks awesome. It is Lake Pend Oriole. What is this, Mike? Is this America? Really? That thing looks awesome. It just looks like it should be more than two bedrooms. 8,000 square feet. It does not have modern heating.
Wait, what?
Does it
they want to keep it like real, like a castle?
What?
This is it's like an old Bronco where they want to keep everything legit.
Yeah, get out of here.
We need all the original parts. Yeah, no way. Our Bronco, they were like, you should really keep this thing all
authentic.
No. I want an air conditioner that works. It's like, I want shocks that don't hurt my bones when we hit something. So yeah, our Bronco's awesome. This castle, it looks cool on the inside, but no heating.
That's crazy.
That's pretty neat. See what else we have here.
Only two bedrooms? No, I'm confused looking at it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, remember when George Strait was selling his house and it was like, buy George Strait's mansion. Two bedrooms, one bath. And it was like 10,000 square feet.
I think
how big are these bedrooms?
I think it also had a casita in the back.
Little house.
Yeah.
$7 million. Your monthly payment is $34,000 a month. If you want to get this, looks pretty cool. We'll put it up on our Twitter if you guys want to go see it. Cable companies ordered to pay $7 billion to the family of a Texas woman murdered by a repairman.
What? Wow, she let him in the house and he killed her?
A Texas jury has ordered Charter Communications to pay $7 billion in punitive damages to the family of an 83-year-old grandmother robbed and murdered by a cable repairman who arrived in the company's van while off the clock.
No.
This is so sad.
Charter, which owns Spectrum, was also deemed responsible for $337.5 million in damages for the December 2019 murder of Betty Jo McLean Thomas. Roy James Holden pleads guilty to Thomas' murder and was sentenced to life in prison. Thomas' attorney said that Holden has lied about past jobs and Charter hadn't verified his employment. Had the company done so and discovered the lie, he would have been disqualified from being hired. At Charter, court records show Holden had racked up disciplinary actions and taken pictures of driver's licenses and credit cards at the homes of two elderly female customers. He asked his operations manager for money, and he requested mental health intervention through Charter's employee assistance program. That's from USA Today. Horribly tragic. I can't believe it's $7 billion with a B. Even that, even all that, I can't believe it's with a B.
Who would, I mean, the company, the cable company would have to pay that?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, yeah, Charter.
That's a huge hit.
$7 billion.
Yeah, $7 billion.
Freaking Porky Pig right now, but B. Yeah.
B.
Yeah, and they deserve anything they can get and everything they can get. That is just a really awful, awful, awful story and situation. A woman spent 16 years in a row pregnant, now feels weird without a kid in her.
Oh, my goodness.
A mom of 12 who spent 16 consecutive years basically carrying a baby says she's adjusting to the fact that she no longer is expecting, and it's weird to her. She wants to have one more, but she's almost 40 years old, and they talk about their relationship and how many kids they got, you know, 15, 13, 11, 10, 9, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3. These are their kids' ages. And for her, she married 16 years, and every year she's been pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so crazy.
That's a lot of kids.
A lot of kids. Good-looking family, though. Like, they're all good-looking. Everybody's good-looking in that family. I'd be the one that was born not.
The one.
Yeah, the one with, like, an ear on his forehead. All right. Well, there's that. Let's play voicemail number two, Ray, that we got last night.
Hey, Bobby, it's August 1st. Woo-hoo! Snake in the grass starts tonight. I've been waiting for this show to start. All right, thank you so much, Bobby, for the TV shows and the radio show and everything you do.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I hope you guys watch tonight. I'd like to keep my job, and I'd like to get the show on there.
Yeah, yes, let's go watch that show watch tonight, guys. What are you doing?
So remind people where?
USA Network, 11, 10 Central.
It's that easy.
Oh, I already knew.
Thank you.
I was saying the listeners.
Here's voicemail number four.
What up, Bobby? We are at the Garthberg concert in Dallas, Texas with my friend Grace. How are you doing, Grace? Let's go, Bobby!
Appreciate that.
That's awesome. They thought of you at Garth.
They did. Yeah. I like that. Every time Garth plays somewhere, I get messages going, are you opening? We open one.
That'd be so cool.
Oh, I'd be tired, though. Yeah. I'd be tired. Eddie and I played the Bluebird last night. True story is I know the people at the Bluebird really well, and I've played there, I don't know, 6 or 7 times. And the Bluebird is where, like, Garth Brooks was kind of discovered. So many artists. It's a very songwritery place. It's almost impossible to get into. If you watch the Bluebird documentary, you can get it on Amazon. It's really good. I'm in that talking about the Bluebird. And so I said to the people that run the Bluebird, I said, hey, I'm playing a couple shows in town, and I just need some time on stage because I'm not a touring comedian, so I just can't get a bunch of reps in. So is it okay if I can play one of the nights? And they're like, why don't you do a half hour thing in the middle of our songwriter night on Sunday? I said, great. They said 10 o'clock. I said, ooh, can't do that. I said, I got to do the show. They said, okay, well, you can do it in the middle way of this. How about you do it at 9? I was like, that sounds great. Can I still do half an hour? They're like, yeah, sure. So cool. So this is like 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I had this night. We were in town. It was Sunday night. And I was just going to go play some songs and not so much tell jokes, but tell stories and see if people laugh during a story that I think is funny, because then I can know where to build that out if I'm going to do a joke. And so I'm whatever. And I hit Eddie up like 2 days before. I was like, hey, man, I know you know I'm playing the Bluebird. We've done this before. But if you want to come out, come. And Eddie goes, I never played the Bluebird. I was like, what?
Never.
I didn't know you'd never played the Bluebird.
Never. I mean, come on. I've been there once. I saw Thomas Rhett and his dad, Red Akins, play. And that was the only thing that I tried to go one time, like just as a, ooh, let me show up. And it was packed. There was no way I can get in.
Packed, though. 45 people.
Oh, yeah. That's max.
It's very
small.
So, and it's not glamorous in that Eddie and I went to the back door because it was halfway through. And there's no room. There's no, like, room to sit around we're in the hallway by the kitchen trying to tune our guitars, and I was going to go out and do a little stuff, and I was going to bring Eddie out like 10 minutes into it. And so as I'm about to walk out, the guy's introducing me, and I hear boom. I was like, what the? Turn around, Eddie had dropped his guitar right in the hallway.
Not only did I drop it, all my strings went out of tune.
Oh,
like
my
right
gosh.
Before we go on.
And so it's the only three people are me, my wife, and Eddie. I go out and I'm talking about something and I play a little song. And I'd have told Eddie, I said, hey, man, because I was told too, and it did nothing for me because I didn't believe it. I said, hey, man, you're in the Bluebird. People are right on top of you. I mean, they are sitting right beside it's, and it feels weird until you get used to it, but it's just like this intense thing. So heads up, it's going to be fun. So I go out and do it. I say, Eddie, come out. And you do it. There's no like backstage. You walk through the people. And so
you have to walk through everyone.
It's
in
a restaurant.
And just say, excuse me,
like
excuse me. Somebody's eating soup. Pardon me, ma'am. Don't let me. I'm going to hit you with my guitar if you don't move.
So Eddie sits down and he plays a song. His strings are way out.
Oh my God.
But you really don't know. Listen, you really don't know.
Oh, I could tell.
I could too, but nobody really knows. And so we finish and Eddie's like, I got a tune. Da, 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 da. And we do this thing. We play a few songs, tell a few stories, half an hour or so. I feel like it's pretty good appearance. Maybe not the best Raging Idiots appearance.
No, no chance.
But overall, it was a fun thing for me, and I needed to do it. And Eddie and I are playing the Opry on Tuesday of this week, right?
Yeah,
Tuesday. And it just was working out some stuff, and we were walking out after, and he goes, yeah, those people are sitting right on you. He said, it's weird. Oh, yeah.
It was very weird, man. Yeah. Like I wanted my first time at the Bluebird to be like, wow, it was amazing. We killed it. It was great. And I felt so like, I was so nervous. The fact that somebody was sitting
he could touch you.
less than 3 feet away from you.
Take his arm and that's what's awesome about it. But as someone in the Bluebird watching,
you could hear people say things like about you as you're playing.
Like whispering.
Yeah, whispering like, oh, that's cool. Like, oh, that's funny.
At least they were saying cool and funny.
Well, no, then there were some other words and I couldn't really like understand. And then that's kind of where I would lose focus because I'd be like, well, what are they saying over there? While we're trying to play the song, I'm like,
they're so close they could touch you. They just reach out and touch you.
That's crazy,
so
man.
So we played last night and the next time it's much easier because you just know what you're getting into. The first time I was the same way and I was by myself.
Not sure they're going to have Eddie back, though, after that.
No, it was good. It was good. It was funny. It was funny. We killed.
Hey, are there people in that crowd that are, like, looking to discover? Like, because I kept looking around, like,
hey, it's
who's
funny.
A record exactly?
We got a couple offers.
Did we?
No. No, not, I mean, if they do a showcase, somebody might come there.
Okay.
But there are showcases all over town. So there could be, but it's not like it used to be. You want to get discovered now? You know where you go?
TikTok.
TikTok.
I had Bailey Zimmerman on, who's big. He's on the podcast Friday. His story is so crazy. He went to high school, graduated high school, is out working oil, and he'd never sang in his life and didn't know how to play guitar. And so I'm going to paraphrase this and maybe wrong, but he sang at a basketball court. What did he, Luke Combs song? Mm-hmm. With a couple friends. That was it. He just like sang because everybody hung at the basketball court. And it was Sunday morning, I do. And his friend's like, hey, you're pretty good. He did it. So he has a friend that plays guitar and they were he's like, I'll sing with you. And they recorded it and put it up. 2 million views in one day. Never sang. He said he probably hadn't sang three times ever in front of people. Didn't play guitar. Put it up, $2 million. Called the oil place and was like, hey, guys, I quit.
2 million views?
Yeah, 2 million views, sorry. Said, I quit. And I was like, you just quit? He goes, well, he's like, yeah, it's pandemic and they weren't working a lot anyway. And he was like, I called the union, said I'm out. And so he's like, we just started figuring it out. He said, I've never written a song, never sang a song. And he's one of the top two most consumed people in country music right now. Period. All across the board as far as music. And so he came over, but he's so honest about it. And he's like, yeah, dude, it's crazy. I can't believe it.
How old is he?
22.
Did you say that?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Just young. And so he just wanted to, he got on TikTok. He didn't even get on to do music. He was just showing off. He can build trucks. So he was like, check out this truck. He'd do truck shows. And all of a sudden he's like, I'm Bailey Zimmerman. And people are like, what? So he's killing it. It's awesome. So I enjoyed it, and he came over, and I told him at the end, I was like, man, I'm surprised and relieved, and I'm refreshed that you're just not a douche, because you definitely could be. 22, all the success quickly, didn't know you were good at something that now you are, you're figuring it out, all this stuff's coming at you at once, and I just felt like, based on our conversation, like I liked him. And he was like, you know who I like? He's like, my influences, and he didn't lie about his influences. So many people come in and like, they have to figure out a way to say Merle. Or Waylon.
Yeah.
And you don't have to say it. I don't think you're any less country if you can't tell them apart. Because most people can't naturally unless you grew up with it. And so maybe Cash and Willie you can. I could see where people definitely get confused on Merle and Waylon a little bit. Those would be the two I would say, you can't. Okay, it's fine. And so I wouldn't care. He was like, you know who my influences are? Dave Grohl, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
What? He said that?
He did. I thought it was awesome.
That's weird.
Yeah. He did.
He's the only one.
Scott Stapp from Creed.
He said that too? Oh, my.
And he's like, what the?
I'd expect him to be a DB too.
Not from that.
Oh, gosh.
I thought it was so cool. He was just, even though he knew, probably people don't think like they're the coolest. I do.
Yeah.
Some people, he was like, those are the people I grew up listening to. And he listed off a couple other rock. He was like, the lead singer from Tesla from the 70s. He goes, I listen to him all the time growing up.
Wow.
That is crazy how I keep seeing him places.
Do you have any Bailey Zimmerman in the computer? Right?
Like physically you see
him? Do you have Rock in a Hard Place?
No, not physically.
Amy's
but,
like, he's always in my house.
online signs. Fall I don't know, love. Billboards or
what
something.
What do you have?
Fall in Love.
Okay, hit it here. We'll just get a little...
South Carolina, just like you always said we would. And packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new.
So that's Bailey Zimmerman.
That's good.
Didn't even know he could sing.
Yeah.
It's like never tried to sing. It's at 31 this week on the chart.
She's only 22.
So it'll be up on Friday. Thought it was really great there. All right. I think that's it for now. Appreciate you guys being here. Show's tonight. Hope you watch it. We put up like 10 more tickets for each night of the shows in Nashville. Not this weekend, but next weekend. If you guys want to come. And the comedically inspirational shows, just go to cmatheater.com. Those could be sold out too. I haven't looked, but we put up 10 more of the holes that some people were holding. So get those. And other than that, we're out. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Bye, everybody.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.